Hare Krishna, welcome all to today's Prerna Festival. The topic is very special, being different, Jara Hatke. And the speaker is His Grace, Satyanand Prabhu. So let us welcome him by loudly chanting three times. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. It's my pleasure to introduce Satyanand Prabhu. He is very much popular among all of IOS devotees. You know, there is a body called IOS Admin who looks after IOS services. He is very much instrumental in that, looking care of, you know, camps and, you know, yatras also. He's a part of preaching so many projects like KEM and New Bombay. He goes to Vivekananda Institute also in Chembur. He's also going to Gopal's Garden School, giving value education. So one thing I am sure that he's a person having so much of values and a lot of knowledge which will be helpful in our life. And his lectures are full of wisdom. So now let us begin today's topic, being different, Jara Hatke. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Satyanand Prabhu. Please start. Hare Krishna.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prem Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim, yat kripatamaham vande sri guru dinatarinam. Sri Chaitanyeshwaram Paramanandamadhavam. Hare Krishna, I would like to express my gratitude to IOS management for giving me this opportunity to be addressing Prerna Boys. Also, I am grateful to each one of you who makes this IOS vibrant, inspiring and enlivening. And also, of course, to Srila Prabhupada, who has given this wonderful Hare Krishna society where we can practice these principles of Bhagavad Gita and live our life happily. So, today, being the 21st March, and as soon as we hear this date, you know, March, 21st March, last year, the same time, Corona made its entry in India. And we were preparing for lockdown in the last year. And last 1 year, what not have happened? So, in lockdown, insan ki halat, कुछ मछली की तरह हो गई थी. हाथ लगाओ तो डर जाएंगे और बाहर निकलो तो मर जाएंगे. So this was the condition last year and still prevailing. And different people went through different emotions. So during Corona, the relationship between student and teacher, it was interesting. So the classes were happening online. So one time a teacher asked a student, what is the difference between Maya and Satya? What is the difference between truth and illusion? So the student replied that Satya is you are teaching us online and Maya is you are thinking that we are listening to you. So this is the situation happening all around. And what about people in the home, husband and wife? So a wife told her husband that जरा अपना मास्क लगा लेना. तो पति ने कहा लेकिन मैं बाहर तो नहीं जा रहा हूं. सो पत्नी सेड इसीलिए कह रहे हूं तुम्हारी शक्ल देखकर बोर हो चुकी हूं. सो दिस इज व्हाट हैपनिंग विद ईच एंड एवरी वन सम और अदर. एंड नॉट ओनली दैट, and for employees, it was a different thing. They were all working from home and also work for home. People were so much exhausted with so much of work. And for drunkards, I saw one video. It was so interesting. And such unadulterated love I never saw in my life. In this video, one drunkard was crying piteously. The tears were falling his eyes like torrents of rain. And he was saying, for so many days I am not drunk. All the shops are closed. This was the condition people had during lockdown. So, many times we think situation will be as per our desire. We can make the situations, but situations are always coming as a surprise to all of us. So to begin with the topic today, we are going to discuss a very interesting, important topic for all of us, that is being different. And so many people were asking me, what does it mean being different? Earlier people were saying being human, and now you are saying being different. What is this living life zara hatke? Somebody even told me, I think you have got lot of fatke in life, therefore you are talking about hatke. So being different is not that any situation, not that any color of the dress. Somewhere we're also thinking being different means, are you asking people to be? So it's not about dress, it's not about situation, it's not about changing our places, but it is all about seeing life in different perspective, working in life with different attitude. That is what make individual different than the crowd. And being different, we learn from the most important personality in our life is Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is God with difference. And through his life, we learn these principles to be different or being different or living life jara hatke. Somebody said, दुखों में लोग अटक जाते हैं, सुखों में लोग भटक जाते हैं, इसीलिए तो मंजिलों के रास्ते टूट जाते हैं. ना हम अटके ना हम भटके, इसीलिए यारो जिलो जरा हटके. एंड दैट इज व्हाट लॉर्ड कृष्णा थ्रू हिज लाइफ इज टीचिंग ऑल ऑफ अस, व्हाट इट मीन्स टू बीइंग डिफरेंट. And this difference, you will see when we will progress in this presentation. These are simple secrets of life which helps us to grow exponentially. So let us begin with these secrets, what Lord Krishna is teaching us through his life, what it means to being different. So the first and foremost lesson Lord Krishna teaches us through his life is having right information. We keep facing problem in our life. And to resolve or solve our problem, what we need? Solution to our problem is in information. And today's world is world of information, isn't it? And information is so fast, so far reaching that even child in the womb can understand what's going on. That is the current situation. We are thrown in the loads of information, in the ocean of information. But what is happening? This load of information is creating so much of confusion. How to utilize information to solve our problem? That is the another problem in today's society. While we collect information in this world, isn't it? Now, one time, a group of sadhus, they packed up everything and they started living and going to the Himalayas. So one person stopped him, "Hey Bula, hey, why are you leaving this place?" So one of them said that now society doesn't need us anymore. Bula, why, what happened? Bula, WhatsApp has given so many gyanis and so many philosophers to the world that there is no such precedent in history. So we don't think that we have any more to be contributing in this society. So information is so much bombarded on all of us. But what we are missing is the most important thing, that how to utilize that information. We have information of so many other things except solution to our problem. So while we collect information, we need to be like hen. You know, hen, the speciality of hen is that there are so many things available to it, but it picks up the right one, the right piece to nourish itself. So that is what is information is all about. So here we can see that how just collecting an information is not the important thing. what is the important thing is having the right information. Actually, irrelevant information is great time waster. And even if relevant information, if it is not organized properly, can also steal away our precious hours of life. So whatever information we collect it wisely and organize that information meticulously. Organizing info wisely increases its value for utilization, and sloppy organization of information decreases its utility. And this is what Lord Krishna is teaching us through one of the beautiful pastimes from his life. And that pastime is pastime of killing Kal Yavan. It's a very beautiful pastime which talks about Mathura, where Lord Krishna was living, was attacked by his formidable foe, Jarasandh, and at the same time, another king whose name was Kal Yavan attacked from another side. So Lord Krishna, seeing this danger on the people of Mathura, so he decided to run away from battle. And it was interesting that he went into the battlefield in front of Kal Yavan, and in front of him he left the battlefield. And for a Kshatriya, this is considered most shameful act. And Kal Yavan was also very much astonished to see that this fellow, who was known as a chivalrous warrior, is running away from the battlefield. So he also started running behind Lord Krishna. And there was a plan Lord Krishna had in his mind. What was that plan? The plan was that to take Kal Yavan to a place where one great king was sleeping with the benediction that whoever wakes him up will be burned to fire. And Kal Yavana also had a benediction. What was that benediction? That benediction was that no Yadukula people, not a person, not a single person who is born in Yadukula will be able to defeat him or kill him. So that benediction Kal Yavana had. So Lord Krishna, being born in a Yadukula, he knew that he will not be disrespecting this benediction, although he is a supreme powerful personality. But how to terminate this calamity who was hovering on Mathura? So therefore, he had this information about the sleeping king whose name was Muchukunda. So Krishna tricked Kal Yavana based on that right information and took him to a place where Muchukunda was sleeping in a cave. And Kal Yavana, trying to catch Krishna, came running after Krishna in that cave. So Krishna intelligently put his upper cloth over him and hid himself in that cave. So when Kal Yavana came, exasperated, exhausted due to so much of running, he saw, as soon as he entered in the cave, he saw that Krishna is sleeping. So he got so much angry that he started hitting, saying that, "You coward, that you ran from battlefield. Being a Kshatriya, you're sleeping over here." So he started hitting the sleeping king Muchukunda, thinking that he is Krishna. And as soon as, because of that hitting, Muchukunda, he got up. And when he saw that who was his enemy or who is that person trying to hit him and wake him up, so he saw that Kalyavana is standing in front of him. And as soon as he looked at in that direction, in Kalyavana's direction, Kalyavana was burnt alive and got killed. So this is what the right information does to us, to help us to come out of the problem what we are facing. So the clue to solve our every problem may be sleeping somewhere. We have to wake that sleeping information. And when we upgrade our level of information, if that becomes our continuous affair, then standing out becomes our regular habit. This is the first secret of being different. That having the right information. The next, what secret Lord Krishna gives to us, being different or to be different, is contemplation. Contemplation is a game of thought. Our daily life is filled with events, ideas, and so many concepts we come across. So those events, those ideas, those concepts can lift us or can left us shattered. So if we live life without learning from those events or those ideas, if we don't build up or those concepts, we don't see from different angles, then we are living a life like a BMW without having fuel, petrol, diesel or electricity. What is the use of a BMW without a fuel? Although it looks fantastic, but it is of no use. Similarly, in life, if we don't learn from our events, if we don't learn from our ideas and concept, or we don't build upon them, then we are like that BMW. Fantastic, but no use. And great life has great learning. And that learning from events. And learning can only happen when we contemplate what happened. And for that, we need to meditate. We need to concentrate what has happened. Just like a cow, she chews the grass or ruminates over again and again. Similarly, we also have to upgrade ourselves with proper learning, proper contemplation. So narrow thinking does not allow us to progress. It is said that पैर की मोच और आदमी की छोटी सोच आगे बढ़ने नहीं देती. टूटी कलम और औरों से जलन भाग्य लिखने नहीं देती. एंड काम का आलस और पैसों का लालच महान बनने नहीं देता. सो यू विल सी दैट देर इज सो मच टू लर्न एंड इम्प्रूव इन अवर लाइफ. बहुत कुछ सिखाया जिंदगी के सफर ने अनजाने में, वो किताबों में नहीं दर्ज था जो पढ़ाया सबक जमाने ने. सो देर आर सो मेनी थिंग्स वी कैन लर्न एंड अपग्रेड अवर सेल्फ, वी कैन इम्प्रूव अवर सेल्फ व्हेन वी कंटेम्पलेट. वी ऑल्सो हैव टू चेक इज अवर लर्निंग वैलिड और नॉट. This is what contemplation is all about. You can teach what you know, but you can reproduce what you are. This is the principle of life. You can only reproduce what you are. Your teaching and your being is completely different. So what we are absorbing is really valuable or worthless, that contemplation should happen. Otherwise, we keep absorbing so many things which are not really worth for. And this contemplation, Lord Krishna has taught us that how to contemplate, how to see one concept from different angles. And the masterpiece, what he has given to all of us in his own life, this example is of speaking Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna was in great confusion. He was a great warrior. He was a learned personality. And not only that, he has come in the battlefield to fight the battle. In that situation, he got confused. He did not understand what to do and what not to do. Shall I fight or shall I not fight? And to convince this Arjuna, Lord Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. 18 chapters, 700 shlokas, just for one thing, to convince Arjuna to fight. He spoke Karma Kand, he spoke Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, from all the angles. He told Arjuna to fight. So this is the great gift of Lord Krishna to all of us. And this is the great learning from his life, that just for one thing, he is ready to speak whole Bhagavad Gita. And this is what we all have to learn from his life, that seeing situation from various angles, because situations, concepts or people can make us handicap if we have a narrow thinking. So this is the second principle, second secret from Lord Krishna's life, what it means to be different. The third secret of being different from Lord Krishna's life is questioning. Now, questioning is a very interesting phenomenon. A person who asks questions may be seen as a fool for some time. And whenever somebody asks questions, somebody raises his hand, we, in our mind, or we think, "Arey yaar, isko itna bhi nahi samajhta." Doesn't he understand this much also? So, a person who asks questions may be seen as a fool for some time. But by not asking question, people prefer to remain fool for lifetime. Isn't that interesting phenomenon? If somebody is calling you fool for some time, no problem. It doesn't matter. But if you are upgrading, what is the problem? But you remain fool for lifetime, is really, that person is the biggest fool. So questioning is our questions are our lifelong friend. Curiosity or questioning is a certified way to remain open for fresh ideas, to open for adapting different ways of life. Most of the time, When we stop questioning, we forget what is the purpose altogether. And we keep performing actions without questioning the purpose of our action. And we tend to forget, midst of action, we tend to forget the very purpose of the action. So, thought-provoking question challenges the intelligence to think rational behind action. And asking uncomfortable question is a key to upgrade ourselves, to be different from the group, from the crowd. Because you know very purpose, what you do and why you do. So the next video, which I'm going to play now, is that in the midst of action, how people forget the purpose of the action. So it's very important. If that person would have asked in the beginning whether you are married or not, he would have saved from so much of trouble he would have gone through. So we have stopped asking questions because so much of things are thrown at us that we think if I miss, while collecting those things, those information, we think I will lose my enjoyment. So why to ask question? Let us collect whatever is coming. And therefore, we don't bother to ask question out of fear of losing enjoyment. But I would say, you first ask the question, is your definition of enjoyment right? What is that enjoyment? Where you drink and you remain sleeping in the gutter for throughout the night or throughout the day. Is that enjoyment? And somebody said, why Newton became scientist, such a great scientist? Because everyone saw apple falling and they were running after eating that apple. But only Newton asked why apple fell down. He asked that question and others were busy in eating that falling apple. So this is what I mean when we question. Let us question. Is my definition of happiness or enjoyment all right? Or I have to look for something else. Why after achieving what I dream for, those who have achieved my dream or those what I am looking for, if that is with someone, is that person really happy? That what makes questioning so interesting. And therefore, it is lifelong friend. And therefore, all our scriptures, they talk about asking right question. Athato brahma jigyasa. And our Gaurang Prabhu keeps telling about this, that nowadays people have bhayankar jigyasa. Athato brahma jigyasa. Inquire about that. One time, a great grandson of Henry Ford, Alfred Ford, he came to meet Prabhupada. Prabhupada was in Hawaii. So, everyone was excited that great grandson of such a great personality, Henry Ford, who revolutionized automobile industry, his great grandson is coming to meet Prabhupada. So how they, if some big person comes, how we receive that person? When Amrish Prabhu, Alfred Ford came to meet Prabhupada, Prabhupada asked him one question. Only one question. Oh, you are the great grandson of Henry Ford? So now, where is the Henry Ford today? Means almost 60-70 years must have passed. And Amrish, Alfred Ford, he was speechless. Yes, he has revolutionized the automobile industry. But where is he now? And that is what scriptures or shastras, they inspire us. They inquire, why am I suffering? And this is what Lord Krishna also showed through his life, that how important it is questioning. And this is a beautiful pastime in Vrindavan, that Nanda Maharaj, Lord Krishna's foster father, and all the Vrindavan Vasis, they were arranging a great yajna to be performed. They were arranging materials for yajna to be performed. And seeing this hustle bustle, Krishna and along with brother Balram were intrigued. Why all these people are so busy today? And he had this question. Why all these people are running here and there? What's so special about this? So he thought, let us ask this question to my own father, that what they all are doing. So he went to Nanda Maharaj and he asked that, Papa, he must have said Baba. So Baba, can you tell me what you all are doing today? Why people are rushing? There is so much hustle bustle over there. So Nanda Maharaj, in the beginning, he was hesitant to speak something to Krishna and Balram, but Krishna, he implored him. And then Nanda Maharaj said, see, we all are cowherd community. And our whole wealth, or our real wealth, is our cows, our fields. So, for cows, we need grass. And green lush grass can only grow when there is a sufficient rain. And rain has been governed by Indradev. So, to please Indradev, we are performing this Govardhan, this sacrifice, this yajna. And this yajna has been performed for so many years. This is our parampara. We have been following this yajna. Every year we perform this yajna to please Indradev. So this is a part of our parampara. This is a part of our culture. So Krishna was not impressed with this answer. So he again asked this question. If that is the case, then how does that Indradev gives rain even over oceans and even over stones or land filled with stones? How is it that? And with that questioning, all the Brajavasis, they started thinking that, are we doing right thing, what we are doing? And that time Krishna told all of them that better we perform sacrifice or puja to Govardhan Hill. That Govardhan is giving us all the supplies for our life sustaining, for our cows, for our nourishment. So why not we perform Govardhan Puja? And since then, we all have been celebrating this beautiful, a very enlivening festival called Govardhan Puja. And this Govardhan Puja is basically eating puja. Govardhan eats and the prasad is been given to the devotees. And this whole festival came about just Krishna asking a question. Why are you performing this? Similarly, we also have to ask this question. The world might be saying, this is enjoyment. But ask, is this the enjoyment? That questioning is that secret which helps us being different. The next secret to be different is taking risk. So, first lap of road to success or failure begins with risky step. No one in this world have succeeded unless they have taken risk. We have to take risk some way or other. We have taken risk, and most of the time a student has to go out of his comfort zone if he has to take his classes or he has to take admission in some better college. So that is the risk, and a risk of food, risk of staying, risk of association. But people take those risks. So, any successful project can be achieved when we take risk. But why don't we embrace risk? People don't want any tampering on their personal reputation. What if I fail? And therefore, most of the time, people, they don't even go for knowingly that this will give them success. But what if I fail? They know that this will be successful path, but they fear their reputation. So those who disbelieve in this process of taking risk, they lead a very comfortable, safe life, but they also take a risk of living unfulfilled life. And the great example in the life of Prabhupada, we can see that at the age of 17, at the risk of his health, at the risk of his own life, he took that journey to the unknown land with the message unknown to the people where he was going. He took that risk. Somebody asked Prabhupada, what was your thought when you were landing in New York or in America? Prabhupada very humbly said that, he said, there was only one thought in my mind, that if I have to fail, let me fail at new place. And he took a risk to go there and spread this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and Krishna consciousness. And because of his risk, we all are sitting here. We all are able to practice Krishna consciousness because he took that risk. Risk is another secret. Taking risk is another secret of being different. Not all people take risk. I remember when I used to go, I still go to the hostels where students were staying. And many students, when I have interacted, or many professional, many people I have met in life, they have a desire to practice spiritual life. They understand what is the message, they understand what to be done, but they don't practice. They don't take step forward. They don't take that risk of moving ahead, that risk of going ahead. And just see, when Prabhupada took risk, he is known in the whole world. One who spread Krishna consciousness at the age of 70. He is one among those who have done such a great feat of achieving phenomenal success. It was phenomenal. And still, it's going on. So we all have to take risk if we want to do something in our life. Whether it is our job, whether it is our education, whether it is our accomplishment desires. We all have to take risk. And taking risk is leaving our comfort aside. And the beautiful example in the life of Lord Krishna is building that ancient city of Dwarka. This Dwarka city is built in the middle of the ocean, which was fortress, or which was protecting all the residents of Mathura. He took that risk, but it was one of the most adored city in the scriptures, Dwarka. So that is Lord Krishna's lessons to all of us, that taking risk, we all have to take risk. To practice Krishna consciousness, we all have to take risk. Some philosopher called it the beautiful risk. And we will experience the joy when we take this leap of taking Krishna consciousness. So many people, they take risk in their life. So why we should be fearing to practice Krishna consciousness? Shedding away all our fears. So next is a very beautiful principle Lord Krishna taught us through his life to all of us. The next secret of being different is connections. And often I have heard Gaur Gopal Prabhu telling this, that your net worth is your network. With whom you are connecting, or what is your network, that decides your network. Everyone is mad after what is your network. You know, what is that cricket player's net worth? What is that billionaire's net worth? Recently, Warren Buffett, he joined the club of $100 billion. So, what is your net worth? Depends on your network. And network can happen only with the people. Isn't it? It is said that duniya mein do tarah ke log hote hai. Ek, wo jo mauka aane par saath chhod dete hai. Aur ek wo jo saath dene ke liye मौका ढूंढ लेते हैं। सो वी हैव टू कनेक्ट विद द पीपल हु विल कम टू गिव देयर सपोर्ट टू अस। जनरली वी थिंक दैट ऑल सॉल्यूशंस लाइज विथ मी, आई एम द वन द प्रॉब्लम सॉल्वर, आई एम द वन हु हैज अ सॉल्यूशन फॉर एवरीथिंग। But in reality, not all solutions lies with oneself. When we connect with others, when we connect with individuals, what happens is that we borrow their brilliance. So whatever that person is good in, he can help us, isn't it? In our colleges, in our schools, we have seen that when we connect the one who is good in math, or one, if I am not good at math or somebody else is good at math, we try to connect with that person. And when we connect with those people, they help or they support us to excel where we are lacking. Generally, the human tendency is that if they want to share with someone, before sharing, this is very interesting, before sharing best what they have, they want to experience trust in relationship. When they experience trust in relationship, that becomes easier to share. And that is the real connection actually. So how do we develop that trust amongst each other when we connect with the people? So three things which has been generally told. What are those? The first thing is that value whom you are connecting with. When we value people, then they feel appreciated. That connection is a right connection when we value them. The second principle is told that to understand them. And third thing is respecting them. When we have combination of these three things, valuing them, understanding them and respecting them, not only in the words, generally we are very good at words, but our action or body language speak different. Not only in actions, but also through our body language, if we convey them that I value you, I trust you, and I understand you, then it's guaranteed whatever best that person has, he will share with you. That is the meaning of connection. Samasya to bahut hai bikharne ke liye, lekin connection ek hi bahut hai savarne ke liye. And this connection is connection with Lord Krishna. Connecting ourselves. समस्या बहुत है बिखरने के लिए, देर आर हंड्रेड्स एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ प्रॉब्लम्स विच कैन लीव अस शैटर्ड इन पीसेस, बट वन कनेक्शन कैन हेल्प अस टू डेवलप अवर सेल्फ, टू बिल्ड अवर सेल्फ। एंड दिस वॉज लॉर्ड कृष्णस मास्टर प्लान, ही ऑलवेज कनेक्टेड विद द पीपल, नो मैटर वॉट हिज what that personality is. And the best example Lord Krishna showed through his life is connecting with his dear friend and cousin Uddhava. Although Lord Krishna, being the supreme personality of Godhead, does not require that he should be connecting with someone. But playing a role of a king or a advisor of a king, he chose Uddhava. Uddhava was his cousin also and his friend also. So he chose Uddhava as his personal advisor. Krishna chose Uddhava as personal advisor. And when Uddhava felt this gesture of confidence that inspired Uddhavji to churn out the best of the ideas for the growth of Dwarka or Mathura. So that is how connection works. And that's what Lord Krishna is teaching all of us, that connect with the people and grow. These connections are our support system. The next secret what Lord Krishna is teaching all of us is collaboration. Being different also means that to be innovative. And perhaps the greatest inspiration for innovation is to understand that we are incomplete. And when we understand that we are incomplete, that is the call, or that itself gives call for collaboration. Collaboration is the best way, or which causes cross-pollination of ideas and potencies. So collaborating with others, accommodating them and encouraging diversity with each one or with each individual. And that is the hallmark of a great innovator, or the person being different. Innovation happens when we recognize that whatever differences we all have, actually they are our strengths. Most of the time we get disturbed seeing differences with the people, and this is what generally keeps happening. People have a different mindset, people have different habits, people have different skill sets, people have different nature. And when we see those different things in people than what we have, we think, I can't gel with that person, I cannot go along with that person. But collaboration basically means accommodating and encouraging those differences. And for that, we need to realize that those are our strength. A beautiful story I came across, that a group of African tribes, and this story is very famous. The story is that one anthropologist, he went to one village of these African countries. And there, as he was doing his work, he got a great idea to inspire people to do something. So what he did, he collected a bag full of fruits and kept under a tree. And he asked the student, the boys were playing nearby, or children playing nearby. He asked them that, we will have a race, and if anyone who wins that race will get that fruit full of basket, that basket full of fruits. So everyone was standing in line. Anthropologist, that person was ready, steady, and go. So as soon as he said go, so all the children, they held their hand with each other. They held each other's hand and started running towards the finishing line. And they reached to the destination together, took that basket which was full of fruits, distributed among themselves, and ate them happily, relishing those fruits. So this person was shocked and quite astonished. He asked them this simple question, that what they did? Why didn't they run and grab their basket for themselves? Or one amongst them would have taken that basket and would have eaten, would have so many fruits. So all they shouted, Ubuntu, Ubuntu, Ubuntu. So the fellow was quite surprised hearing this word, Ubuntu, what does it mean? So it dawned upon him, Ubuntu, Ubuntu means I exist because we exist. My sustenance is possible because all others are sustaining. Or how I can be happy when others are sad. So this is a call for collaboration. It's not that just cutthroat competition. We all have to hold each other's hand and reach the finishing line. That is the collaboration. And in life of Lord Krishna, that beautiful story, through his life, he showed what it means to be collaborating. So he had this project of eliminating Jarasandha. Jarasandha is one who had attacked Mathura or Dwarka, Mathura, for 17 times, and Lord Krishna had defeated. And one time, Lord Krishna, when the story which I spoke in the beginning, that Kalyavana and Jarasandha, they both attacked together. That time, Lord Krishna, having a bigger plan in his mind, had left battle. So, to eliminate Jarasandha, Lord Krishna showed this great example of collaboration. How he utilized different people's strength to finish this project. So Uddhavji, he advised Lord Krishna that if you want to eliminate Jarasandha, why don't you use the strength of Bhima and enterprising skill of Arjuna. So Krishna, taking that advice from Uddhavji, he proposed this plan to Arjuna, Bhima and Yudhishthir Maharaj. So Yudhishthir Maharaj was readily accepted that plan and told Lord Krishna that we can accomplish this project. So both three people, this Arjuna, Bhima and Lord Krishna, went to the capital city of Jarasandha, and he invited Jarasandha to fight with Bhima. They were in the guise of a Brahmana. So Bhima took up that challenge. They were wrestling, they were fighting. And this fight went on for long. I think it's almost went on for 28 days. They were fighting. Both the warriors, they were exhausted, fatigued by such a long fighting. And the day when it was about, it was like a final day or final match. So Bhima, with all his strength, he bifurcated Jarasandh in two halves. Means he almost made two parts of his one body. And he threw those two parts in different direction. But mystically what happened, both the parts, although they got teared apart, they again joined back. And again, Jarasandha became alive. So this went on for some time. Bhima was bewildered that I used all my strength, but the project is not getting completed. But Krishna, who had such a stock of information, he knew the mystical birth of Jarasandha, that how he was born in two halves, and one demoness called Jara, using her mystical power, had joined two parts of body together and had given life to Jarasandha. So how to indicate this to Bhima when fight is going on? So Lord Krishna showed through, he took one blade of grass and showed Bhima that if you are tearing apart, instead of throwing in this direction, throw in this direction, in opposite direction, both the halves. And Bhima followed that instruction or that indication, and they were successful in their project. So this is what we all have to do while collaborating, that utilizing other's strength by accommodating those differences, encouraging those differences. So encourage instead of criticize, understand instead of judging, and initiate instead of waiting for opportunity to come our way. That is the successful collaboration. And that will lead to reach the shore of the vast ocean. And the last principle, Lord Krishna taught us, is celebration. So being different is not about success or failure. It's all about action. So when we perform actions in our life, we always expect result. That's true. We should expect result. But being different means celebrating the hard work we have taken to, or what we have performed while achieving our goals. Because while after performing actions, we may get success or we may be failure. We may be achieving our goal or we may not achieve our goal. But Lord Krishna is teaching us that whatever actions we have performed, those hard work, those real actions is entitled for celebration, irrespective of the result what we get. And that is being different. People wait when success will come and then we'll celebrate. No, success may not come in our life. But the honest hard work or the honest actions what we have performed, that is the point of celebration. And Lord Krishna has taught this principle interestingly through his life. So as I told you the story of Kalyavana, when Kalyavana attacked Mathura, Krishna ran away initially. It came across, but initially it came across as failure, isn't it? But because he focused on action, He eventually succeeded in that failure. In our failures, there are seeds of success. If we understand this principle, no matter where we are and what we receive, we will be celebrating our life. We will not wait that some event, some party, some achievement to celebrate. But every day becomes celebration. Another example which we have seen in the life of Lord Krishna is Krishna being a peace messenger. So when all the Pandavas and Kauravas were trying to gather different armies for their final battle of Kurukshetra, so on behalf of Yudhishthira Maharaj, Krishna went to Kauravas or Dhritarashtra as a peace messenger, a Shanti Dut, so that some or other avoid fighting, avoid this great war, and peacefully settle the matter. So he went as a Shanti Dut and he proposed this to Dhritarashtra and Kauravas that please give only 5 villages to this Pandavas. They will be much more happy. You take whole kingdom, whole world to be ruled, but only give 5 villages to these people. But even that proposal was not accepted by Kauravas. And Lord Krishna failed in a role of a messenger, peace messenger. But he did not become dejected. Oh, I am a supreme personality of God. It's still this tiny living entity did not listen to me. No. He accepted that whatever desire of Kauravas, but he utilized that failure to establish long-lasting rule of a dharma. That gave him opportunity to establish Yudhishthira Maharaj as emperor of the king. So that is the celebration, basically. And every day when we learn this principle to celebrate our actions, honest actions, then we need not have to wait for some events or some dates to celebrate. Because we keep learning, we keep evolving in our attempts. This is teaching us how to celebrate our life. Celebration also means understanding God's plan is more beautiful than our desires. हमारी इच्छाओं से सुंदर भगवान की योजना होती है, ये समझना ही सेलिब्रेशन है. एंड दिस इज व्हाट लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज टीचिंग. कृष्णाज मोस्ट एडमायर्ड सिग्नेचर ऑफ बीइंग डिफरेंट इन हिज स्टाइल, इन हिज लाइफ, है ना, इस ब्यूटीफुल स्टाइल ऑफ प्लेसिंग मोर पंख. एंड नो वंडर ही इज कॉल्ड गॉड ऑफ बीइंग डिफरेंस. So Lord Krishna is teaching us, asking us, and inspiring us to be different. So this 7 principle can help us to be different than the crowd. So I'll stop my presentation over here. What we have discussed today, I'll just summarize in next slide. And then we can take some question and answers. So we started how to be different from crowd is when we are surrounded by information. There are so much of information available, but picking up the right one, useful in solving our problem, can help us. So the right information is the key to being different. Meditating on ideas from all angles, like a cow chews its grass. That is another secret of being different. Stimulating your intellect with questions. Questioning. Why, what we do and why we do. That is the important aspect, being different. The fourth thing is taking risk. Give self-expression an opportunity for fulfillment of life. Without taking risk, one can be safe and have comfort. But when we take risk of what we want to do, then we experience self-fulfillment. The fifth is connection. That when we connect with the people, we can expect they can give best when we give our best to them. Accommodating and encouraging others' strength by collaboration. That is the sixth principle of collaboration, that differences are actually strength. And I gave the example of Lord Krishna's life, that how he collaborated with Bhima, Arjuna to eliminate Jarasandha. And finally, no matter success or failure, let us our life be a celebration. Let us not depend on the results of our action, but performing our honest action is the key for celebration. Success and failure, they both are temporary. The real celebration is in performing honest action. So let us celebrate our life by performing right action, honest action. And this is what Lord Krishna is teaching all of us. So trick to being different is to treat every problem and every person differently. So thank you all very much. Thank you for your patience listening. Thank you everyone. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Satyanand Ru. It was a very enlivening class, and the points you mentioned, how we can have right information which leads us to stand out and have contemplation and have right questioning, and then how we can collaborate and celebrate in life. So these were the wisdom from our Shastras like Bhagavad Gita, Ramayana, and all these things. The examples you gave from Mahabharata also were quite relevant, and I am sure that our advice boys will be implementing all these things in their life. So again, thank you so much for this wonderful lecture. So let us thank our Satyanand Prabhu by loudly chanting three times. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.